Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Suri, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Good. Getting a bit over the old lockdown vibe, but we've just got to keep
pandemic.
Doing it. We've got to keep
Yeah, 100%. It's quite nice having the bookshop open and not staring at the four walls of my room anymore.
Yes, I can imagine. It's actually nice for us as well, because I feel like reading, I found reading really hard in the first lockdown. It was one of those things I couldn't get my brain to focus on, but this lockdown I'm racing through books, and I have already double lapped a few I've read before, so I'm ready for some new ones. What have you brought us this morning?
So today I am reviewing this little novella by Zara Butcher McGonagall, who's an Auckland-based poet. She's published a volume of poetry previously, The Autobiography of a Marguerite, which is excellent. But Nostalgia Has Ruined My Life. It's like a novella in fragments. It's like quite diarized prose, and it's just told through the eyes of an unnamed young woman who's just navigating dating, mental illness, work, creating art in the modern world. It's really darkly funny. It's like really wry. I think it's like a book where I think when I started it, because her writing is like very bluntly honest, it's like very sort of straight to the point, and there's not like a lot of romance in her writing style. So at first I was like, I don't know, it took me a little while to get into it, but as soon as I think I got three pages into it, it just, there's something about that style and her lack of self-mythologizing and detachment that also makes her writing like kind of like eerily stirring and like really addictive.
Cool.
I couldn't stop reading it until the end. She's got some really funny lines in there. She sort of talks about like her physical health and her mental health, like very, very honestly. And there's this part where she talks about sleeping with an ex and how her psoriasis is flaking. And she talks about how his ex has had psoriasis too. Maybe that was his tie.
Oh my god, that's so good.
She talks about finally getting ringworm and something new happening in her life.
this sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, I will admit there were, I think, like, a lot of times where it felt, like, very too real for home, because she's, in all of these, like, she sort of gives you, like, the minutiae of her daily life and having conversations with people and getting advice from people about, like, how to navigate, like, her depression and anxiety, and it just ends up, it really gives you the realization, I think, that everything in the modern world, from like dating and having friends and, you know, finding work and finding pleasure, all of these things end up feeling a little bit like work. And she's got like almost like an Otessa Moshfegh style, though, which makes it like really entertaining. Yeah, really punchy, really fun. And maybe not fun, but yeah, really clever and interesting.
Compelling.
Compelling, that's the one.
I think we do like seem to produce a lot of quite amazing bluntness in a lot of kind of contemporary poets and writers coming out of Auckland in particular at the moment, which I'm really enjoying. It's quite nice to have some sort of dry wit and honesty in a novella or some poetry that you're reading.
100%, it feels like very local and familiar in a way. I really like that Antipodean goth. And she's got a little bit of that. But then there are also like really nice, earnest moments where she talks about like her love for her grandma. But yeah, I think if you don't mind something that feels really close to the bone, I think Nostalgia Has Ruined My Life is a really excellent, funny little read.
Excellent. And I mean, there is something to be said for the novella at a time when our attention spans aren't, you know, as good as they often are, I think. So could be one to add to the top of the list. If you've got a big stack by your bed and it's a bit overwhelming, this could be one that cuts the queue, maybe.
Exactly, a little palate cleanser.
Totally. Well, it sounds fantastic. And is it ready to pick up in the shop?
Yeah, ready to pick up now. It's $25 and you can get it at any good bookstore.
Fantastic. And I believe you guys have whipped out the old pizza paddle at Time Out. Is that correct?
Yep, the pizza paddle's back, baby.
A feature of all good lockdowns. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. This sounds like a wonderful book. Zara Butcher-McGonagall with Nostalgia Has Ruined My Life. Cheers for bringing
that in.
See you soon. Bye.
That was Loose Reads
with Sarah.